From NPR Music, this is Festivo Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz. Whether you're celebrating the holidays in the middle of summer down in South America, which is what I did growing up in Argentina,
or eating Mexican tamales like I did in California,
it's the season to gather family, lay out a delicious holiday spread, and sing our favorite seasonal songs.
During Festivo Alt Latino, we're going to hear from some of the biggest names in contemporary Latin music, talking about their own cultural traditions, and we'll hear music from Mexico, Brazil, and Venezuela.
We're celebrating the holidays through the eyes and ears of some of our favorite Latin alternative artists. Esto es Festivo Alt Latino, de parte de NPR Music. During Festivo Alt Latino, we'll hear about holiday traditions that have deep historical roots. Because after all, the story of Latin America is a reflection of many different cultures.
And to start off, we're going to hear two examples of traditional holiday songs from two very different Latin countries.
First off is Boas Festas Mozambique, which is by Brazilian artist Costa Neto. It's a form of Brazilian holiday song mixed with a rhythm from Africa.
Boa, boa, boas festas. Boa, boa, boas festas. Boa, boa, boas festas. Boas festas, feliz ano novo. Machacani vangano, nai paca dreaming, guamayaku talo, lobu ibu ho, bingolunge lobu no show, yamke la maseleita, pangalata na. Cajuni o puto sou fuma me pouco bené. Se como tem anima eu vou botar no chão.
Next, we go to the Caribbean island of Puerto Rico, where the song form known as parrandas are the center of many, many Christmas parties.
Fui con Santa Claus, fui con Santa Claus, a llevar regalo, y él de vez en cuando se agilaba un palo, y él de vez en cuando se agilaba un palo.
Fui con Santa Claus, fui con Santa Claus.
Thank you.
was Iván Pérez and Luis Rivera doing Parrandeando con Santa, which means partying with Santa.
From NPR Music, this is Festivo Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. Festivo Alt Latino is a look and listen at the holidays through the eyes, ears, and memories of seven artists who are making music that defies categories and ignores boundaries.
Celebrating the birth of Jesus with a posada in Mexican-American Los Angeles, or feasting on food from Ecuador, or even sharing a Hanukkah meal in Brazil, all of these traditions include family, friends, dancing, and music.
Yo siempre lo
This is Cecilia Villar El Juri, who records as El Juri, and she grew up in New York City, but her family is from Costa Rica and Lebanon. On her album En Paz, which means in peace, she recorded her version of a traditional Ecuadorian song form known as pasillo. And this pasillo is called como un sueño, or like a dream.
Constantemente.
Thank you.
The pasillo is sort of a national song form from Ecuador. If you listen closely, you can hear some European influences mixed in with indigenous music and even African music in that polyrhythmic beat that we hear. Listen closely, Jazz. You can hear it like this.
Are played all year long, but this one in particular is very special because El Juri's mother wrote it.
So my mother's a composer and she wrote a lot of pasillos as well as boleros and tangos that were very popular in Ecuador before my parents left there. It's associated with Christmas for me and an inspiration for me to become an artist because she played it every Christmas.
And what we're hearing now is the original version of Como un Sueño, which was recorded in the early 1960s. This is El Juri's mom. This is Olga El Juri de Villar performing with the band with the longest name ever, Dúo Maridueña Mármol Trovadores del Guayas. Can you imagine introducing them on stage?
Not on radio either. Along with music, holiday meals were also a highlight for Cecilia El Juri and her family because it involved two rich cultures.
The typical Ecuadorian holiday meal was pavo, turkey, and yapingachos, which are potato and cheese patties, which everybody in Ecuador eats. And then, of course, you'd have rice and maduros. Maduros are ripe plantains. And my mother, who was of Lebanese descent, would also make special baklava for dessert. So it was a special, intimate family holiday filled with food, dancing, music, friends, always. But it was also very New York, where we'd go see the Nutcracker at Lincoln Center. When I was like six, I went to see the Nutcracker. We'd go to Radio City to see the Rockettes and, of course, the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center.
I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras. You're listening to Festivo Alt Latino from NPR Music.
Diana entra amable, suponiendo que no hay nadie, recordando a quien tiene que matar.
Another Latin alternative artist who combines the roots of his native country with contemporary music is Venezuela's Ulises Hajis. His debut album is called Cosas Perdidas, or Lost Things. It was nominated for 3 Latin Grammys this year, which is not bad for a new artist.
This song, Opera Prima, has traces of traditional Venezuelan music, although in the genre-busting spirit of Latin alternative music, Hajis performs it on a ukulele.
Salen escopetas que disparan y calientan. La mirada tiene nombre de animal. Los minutos cuentan, el final quiere su fecha, pero nadie ha querido ser normal. Y nadie sabe bien pelear, y nadie sabe actuar. Y nadie sabe bien pelear, y nadie sabe actuar. Que pintan la ciudad. Tomas sin editar. Tomas de realidad. Y nadie sabe bien. sabe actuar. Y nadie sabe bien pelear. Y nadie sabe actuar.
Ulises Hodges is very fond of the musical genre that's performed and sung only during the holidays, called aguinaldos.
Aguinaldos are songs that celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, and one of Ulises's favorites is Niño Lindo, or Beautiful Boy.
So it's like, Niño Lindo, ante ti me rindo. Niño Lindo, eres tú mi Dios. It's about the child Jesus.
This is one of those Christmas songs that has, what, 500 versions?
At least.
Who's doing this one?
This one's by Rafael Medina.
Niño lindo, ante ti me rindo. Niño lindo, eres tu mi Dios. Con tus ojos lindos, Jesús miró ver. Y solo con eso, y solo con eso, me consolaré. Con tus ojos.
December and Christmas music is really cheerful, but it's also really nostalgic. But it's the time in the year where we always remember a lot. We remember past Christmas. We remember Christmas as a kid. We remember, I don't know, like Christmas when we spend it with other people.
Ulises Hodges has another favorite Christmas song from his childhood in Venezuela, and it's called Cantemos, Cantemos. We're hearing the children's choir known as La Pandilla singing Cantemos, Cantemos.
While the music of Christmas has Hodges looking back, this year the spirit of the holiday has him looking towards the future.
The idea of Christmas each year is like an opportunity for me to live like this idea of a family and to spend some time with the family, like talking. But this is my first Christmas with my girlfriend now, so I'm looking forward to see how it turns out to be.
Cantemos, cantemos, Gloria al Salvador. Feliz Noche Buena, Feliz Noche Buena, Feliz Noche Buena.
one of my favorite Christmas albums is the Charlie Brown Christmas album. And like many other Christmas songs, it has a lot to do with snow and cold weather, but that's not always the case for people in South America.
For me, growing up in Argentina, you know, December is the craziest hot month of summer in the year. And my memories of Christmas are in this sweltering heat. You're hoping that your electricity doesn't go out so your fan still works. And it's always, there's like a comedy element to seeing Santa Claus dressed in this very Nordic clothing and this jacket, and he has this big beard and snow boots, and everyone else is wearing flip-flops, you know, because it's just so hot. Someone who can definitely relate to that is Beko Dranoff. He's a record producer based in New York, but he grew up in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Beko's musical background is in what they call MPB, or Música Popular Brasileira. But he has a cultural background in the Jewish tradition. His grandfather was chief rabbi for the Jewish citizens of Sao Paulo for over three decades, starting in the 1950s. So for Beko, Hanukkah was a big deal.
We had a very traditional celebration with the lighting of the candles and dinners at my house and uncle's houses and all the songs and the gifts. It was very exciting.
What we're listening to right now is Matzor. It's a song that is traditionally sung during Hanukkah, sung right after the candles are lit. And remember, you light one candle every night for eight nights. Why am I such an illustrious expert on Hanukkah, you ask, Felix?
Why are you such an illustrious expert on Hanukkah, Jasmine?
Well, half of my family is Jewish, so I was in touch with my father's Jewish side of the family in Argentina. Like Beko, though, I would kind of sneak out to my friend's house and to the other side of my family, which was Catholic, and celebrate Christmas and, you know, maximize the present potential, right? As many presents as you can possibly get. When you're a kid, that's what it's all about.
And Beko did the same thing, and he would go to these parties and celebrate what he called extreme opposites.
The Jewish thing was very proper, you know, dinners and yarmulkes and the whole thing and the grandfather lighting the candles. It was very moving. And then on the 24th at night was this roaring Christmas party with the other side of these friends, you know. Was the best of both worlds, for sure.
Quer saber quem sou? Quer saber de onde eu sou? Sou brasileiro, escreve aí. Sou brasileiro, sim, senhor. Quer saber quem sou? Quer saber de onde eu sou? Sou brasileiro, escreve aí. Sou brasileiro, sim, senhor. Eu sou nascido nessa terra de nosso Senhor.
You're listening to Festivo Alt Latino, a look at holiday music from Latin America as heard by musicians from the genre we call Latin Alternative.
And you can hear more Latin alternative music on our show Alt Latino, which is a weekly podcast that you can find at npr.org/altlatino. And during the show, we search all over Latin America and Spain for artists who ignore boundaries but always respect tradition.
If you want to learn more about our show, you can also follow us on Facebook or Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
Quer saber quem sou? Quer saber de onde eu sou? Sou brasileiro, escreve aí. Sou brasileiro, sim, sim. Quer saber quem sou? Quer saber de onde eu sou? Sou brasileiro, escreve aí. Sou brasileiro, sim, sim. Eu sou nascido nessa terra de nosso Senhor, que veio ao mundo num dezembro redentor. E Deus menino nos deu essa fé maluca, pra que reza, luta e luta, a noite é pra festejar. Oh, 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 oh,
composer and performer Ivan Lins singing Noite para Festejar, which means Night to Celebrate. This song is from his 2000 Christmas release, Un Nuevo Tempo.
You're listening to Festivo Alt Latino from NPR Music. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz. We'll be right back with more great holiday music from across Latin America.
Welcome back to Festivo Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz. I'm so excited about our next two guests. Café Tacuba is probably one of the biggest acts to come out of Mexico in the last 20 or 30 years. So the 90s was like the golden era of Latin rock, and Café Tacuba reigned supreme. They've had a tremendous influence on Latin rock, but they continue to be very beloved, and they're still making hits.
Algún tiempo me dejó inmóvil, solo me quedó el zumbido de la luz. Escuchaba en mi cabeza, en lengua extraña me hablaba, pero entendí. Lo juro que no había tomado, solo estaba encandilado, la hora perdí. Yo sé que vendrá por mí, oh, me llevará por mí, que me conté esta historia y no le creí. Eso fue algunos meses, desde entonces que no lo vemos más por aquí. Ya no sé ni qué pensar, desde que llegó una carta del hospital. Pablo tiene quemaduras y ceguera permanente, no quiere hablar.
Quique Rangel are members of Café Tacuba, and even though now they have this glamorous life of filling stadiums with their blend of Mexican rock and Mexican traditional music, they both say their first musical gig was as choir boys.
When I was a child, in my family, they're used to, in Christmas, to do this representation. This play that it's a very traditional here in Mexico that are called pastorelas, where always there is a new history about the Christmas, about, you know, about the Catholic thing and relate to that date.
Las pastorelas refers to a play that usually involves an entire neighborhood or community. And what it does is it recreates the story of the shepherds following the North Star to attend the birth of Jesus. That's a tradition that goes back hundreds of years in Mexico and is still performed not only in Mexico, but in many parts of the United States. And for both Meme and Quique, the event was a family affair.
And there are several songs that are very traditional around that moment. And because of that, sometimes making some roles in this place from the 2-3 years to my adolescence.
You had a role and a part in the plays of the pastorelas?
Yeah, because we were like 30 cousins, and I mean, we have the roles for everyone, you know. And sometimes the younger did, you know, the easiest thing, and when you were growing up, you start doing some another role, so yeah.
Camino que lleva para There's one song from the Pastorelas. It's called El Niño del Tambor, the drums boy. And it's about a small shepherd who gathers to Bethlehem to worship Jesus in the Christmas.
That was El Tamborilero by Las Chicas de la Navidad.
So, Felix, your family is Mexican-American. How many of these Mexican traditions trickled down into your own experience growing up here in the U.S.?
Not very many, to be honest, because we are second generation, in some case third generation, and a lot of those cultural ties to Mexico have been lost over the generations. Although we do celebrate Noche Buena, which is Christmas Eve, and we do celebrate with tamales, which are used throughout the Southwest, but also in Mexico. So some of that is still part of the tradition, and of course, the emphasis on family.
Right, but when you tell your Christmas stories, it seems like there's also a really big emphasis on food, especially tamales.
There's a big, the tamale is the star of the Christmas party. And even before, during the day before you have the big dinner, it's the preparing the tamale is like an assembly line. That's also an occasion for the family to get together because some of the little kids are gathering up the masa or the dough. Some other kid is putting the meat in it. Somebody's mom is wrapping it up. But of course, my grandfather was always the one who had to put it in the steamer because it was dangerous. And you have, as a kid, you have to work your way up to putting it in the steamer.
That sounds familiar because our next and last musical guest also feasted on tamales at Christmas parties with her family. Marisol Hernandez is the lead singer of the Los Angeles-based band La Santa Cecilia. This is the band performing the traditional song Alegría, Alegría, which is part of a Mexican tradition called Las Posadas.
Alegría. Compañía a todo un Dios poderoso.
Posadas are, again, another neighborhood party where families get together, and a very special little boy and a very special little girl are chosen for the roles of Mary and Joseph. And it reenacts the scene where they are looking for lodging the night before Jesus is born. And they're followed by the neighborhood, their cousins, their friends. They're dressed as angels, they're dressed as shepherds, and they sing all these really nice, wonderful, happy holiday songs. Marisol Hernandez was one of the angels.
My role in the Posadas from when I was a very, very, very young kid was being an angel at the beginning of the procession. My mom would dress me up as a little angel, and once I got older and the cuteness was gone, I became a shepherd, but also I found that the shepherds were the ones that were singing all these beautiful songs, no? And I love to sing, and so I found my place very well in with the shepherds and being a singer.
En cuanto a Belén llegaron, posada al punto pidieron, nadie los quiso albergar, porque tan pobres los vieron. Alegría, 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 alegría y placer, que la Virgen va de paso con su esposo hacia Belén. ¡Vámonos!
Felix, Marisol Hernandez talked about one of our favorite subjects, which is food.
The parties, again, the tamales, the piñata with the stuff inside. And it all starts with a nice steaming cup of champurrado, which is like a hot chocolate drink.
In las posadas, you usually serve champurrado, you serve tamales or pan dulce. And also the candies from the piñata. Breaking the piñata every night after a posada as a celebration of the end of a great posada is that, no? Breaking the piñata, los dulces, los tamales, el champurrado, and to share with your family, no? I mean, that's the best thing that I love about that you can share with your family, and not just them, but your friends, and you can invite, you know, everyone's invited, and I think that's great.
For Marisol, the posadas, the symbolism, the gathering of families and the music, it all adds to the special meaning of the holiday.
It's a celebration that's open for everybody. And I love it when people from different cultures, from different backgrounds come and celebrate or sing in the posadas or break the piñata or just enjoy the champurrado and the tamales.
All right, we've heard from artists. Jazz, what's one of your favorite songs?
My favorite holiday song is performed by Argentine folk icon Mercedes Sosa, and it's Los Reyes Magos, or the Three Wise Kings. In Latin America, Three Wise Kings Day, which is celebrated on January 6th, is a really big deal, and it's actually sometimes a bigger deal than Christmas is.
So what happens on Three Kings Day in your family? I mean, do you...
No, we don't have tamales in Argentina. Maybe empanadas. What we did is, you know, we'd put out our shoes out in the balcony so that the Three Wise Kings can come and leave gifts inside our shoes. Because the story is that the Three Wise Kings came to baby Jesus with gifts. And then kids also leave like a bowl of lettuce and a bowl of milk or a bowl of bread for the camels, because the Three Wise Kings come riding camels.
So let's hear that song celebrating that day from Mercedes Sosa.
Llegaron ya los reyes y eran tres, Melchor, Gaspar y el negro Baltasar. Ropa y miel llevará un poncho blanco de alpaca real. Chango, chiquinita de nacer, que ya Melchor, Gaspar y Baltasar. Todos los regalos dejarán para jugar mañana al despertar. El niño Dios muy bien lo agradeció, comió la miel y el poncho lo abrigó. Y fue después que sonrió, y a medianoche el sol relumbró. ¡Sí! ya los reyes y eran tres: Chor Gaspar y el negro Baltasar. A ropa y miel te llevará un poncho blanco de alpaca real. Changos y chinitas de Marcel, que llame el Chor Gaspar y Baltasar. Todos los regalos dejarán para jugar mañana al despertar. El niño Dios muy bien lo agradeció, comió la miel y el pecho lo abrigó. Y fue después que sonrió, y a medianoche el sol relumbró.
Fee, what's your favorite holiday song?
One of my favorite songs on the holiday is a song called Greensleeves, and it has nothing to do with Latin America. It has nothing to do with Latin culture. It's a very old English folk song. But there's also a song called What Child Is This that has new lyrics on top of that melody. About 10 years ago, I found a very, very nice version by Latin jazz artist Poncho Sanchez that I think reflects the spirit of the holiday. A little joyous, a little introspective and subdued, because it was written as a lullaby to baby Jesus. That was What Child Is This by the Poncho Sanchez Band. That's one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite bands, but it's not something that I listened to when we were growing up. We listened to more traditional stuff.
Actually, the opposite happened to me. I did not really grow up with a lot of traditional Christmas stuff because I came from a mixed family. My father is, you know, Eastern European Jewish, and my mom is a very Spanish Catholic. And so I guess the compromise they had was no Christmas.
Well, I wish I could talk to your mom to find out what exactly you guys listened to.
Well, that's kind of hard to do because she lives in California.
There's always a telephone. Let's call her.
Are you serious?
Yes. Let's do it.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Ma, it's me, Jasmin.
Hi, Josh. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Hey, Mommy, we're taping a show about holiday music.
Good.
And so, since you deprived me of Christmas...
Nice.
What?
Don't start anything, Jasmine.
No. But since you grew up Catholic and I didn't, I thought, you know, you probably have like a favorite Christmas song or something.
Yes, my favorite Christmas song was El Burrito de Jon. I don't know how to translate that, but I guess it's the donkey with big ears.
Exactly.
No son in my vida.
This is about a mother who is baking bread for her child, and she tells the baby about Christmas and about how there is a donkey with Mary and Joseph approaching, and that they will bring marzipan and great food. May I sing it?
Yeah. Oh my
yes,
God.
Please. I am waiting.
No. It says, no llores más mi guaguita. Guaguita means baby.
In Mapuche language.
Estoy amasando, exactly. Que estoy amasando el pan.
Wait, we should tell listeners that guaguita means baby in Mapuche language. The Mapuche are the Indians of southern Chile and central Argentina.
Caminito.
My grandfather disguised himself as Santa and entered the house carrying a huge bag and began giving us toys to the 8 cousins and several neighborhood children that were part of the Christmas party. So it was a very magical time and a wonderful memory of my life as a child.
It's a beautiful story. Thank you
That's
for sharing
story.
That.
Thanks for not singing. Marta García Garst, that's my mom. And Ma, gracias por hablarnos. Thanks for talking
okay.
to us.
Okay.
Te quiero
feliz
mucho.
Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad.
Okay, gracias. Te quiero mucho, mami. Bye.
Bye.
And now, let's call my mom.
Okay,
let's
do
see what
it.
Her favorite song is.
Hello.
Hey, Ma, it's Joaquin.
Hey, Joaquin, how you doing?
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. My name is Felix Joaquin Contreras, and my family, everybody in my family calls me Joaquin, and they have since I was a baby.
Your secret identity has been revealed.
My secret identity.
Hi, Ms. Contreras.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Just fine, thank you.
Ma, we want to find out, what is the song I always hear you singing around Christmas time? I know, and it's a song that everybody knows.
Oh, let's see. Jose Feliciano sings it. What's the name of that song? I can't even remember that right now.
It's Feliz Navidad.
That's right. And he always says, Feliz Navidad. Boop, 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 bee-doo. That's the way I sing it. I don't know all the rest of the words.
Thank you.
Even the kids, I even got the grandkids singing it that way too.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad.
Is somebody moving something in the background?
Yeah, Louis eating a bowl of soup.
Okay. Can you?
I'll walk away.
No, or just have him just
is
hold
Louis
off.
Is Louis your dad?
Yeah, Louis my dad. Just another day at the house, man. Dad's in the background. Chowing down.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
So my mom mentioned Jose Feliciano's Feliz Navidad, which was recorded in 1970. That's how long it's been around. And I just did a little bit of research on the song. You know, it's one of the most played Christmas songs in this country. And it's also internationally one of the most recorded songs.
Didn't you talk to Jose Feliciano once and he told you that that song put his kids through college?
I heard it on an interview. Yeah, I didn't talk to him. Because it's so wildly successful. And it's the song where I say where once a year everybody in this country is bilingual because everybody loves that song.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to speak Spanish to sing the chorus.
You don't have to sing. Boop, 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 be-doo.
You can if you want, man. Okay, Mom, thank you very much.
Adios. Feliz Navidad.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Even as many of today's musicians challenge musical traditions with their music, we've seen that traditions of all kinds inform that musical expression.
We've just heard from some of the biggest names in Latin alternative music, and they all fall back on tradition, not just for musical inspiration, but also as a way to look forward and to create, to a new year, to new beginnings, and to new art. Ultimately, that's what binds us together. Whether you're coming from Latin America, like I am,
or if you're second generation in this country, as I am, food, language, songs, and love of family. And it's a universal part of the holidays, and we've been happy to share some of that with you on this program, Festivo Alt Latino.
Thank you so much for joining us on Festivo Alt Latino. The show was written and produced by my compañero de trabajo, the illustrious Felix Contreras, with help from Suraya Mohammed and Jessica Goldstein.
Festivo Alt Latino is a production of NPR Music. Anya Grundman is the executive producer and director of NPR Music.
You can hear this show and past Alt Latino shows on our website. That's npr.org/altlatino. And don't forget to follow the conversation. It's always going on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras. Happy holidays.
Feliz Navidad y feliz año nuevo de sus amigos de Festivo Alt Latino.